Smash, Craig Service.
Hey, Tom, this is Tyler calling you back from Local Splash. It's been about 30 minutes. Did I give you enough time to get your guys? Did I give you enough time to get your guys rolling?
Yeah, sir, you did.
Good, very good. Okay, well, when we last disconnected, Tom, we were in the middle of talking about the services. I was telling you that there was about over 1,000 searches that were conducted in the local area that you're in. And again, I'm, like I said, not saying that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls towards your company. But we can put you in front of a percentage, you know, because, the percentage, if we put you in front, I mean, even worst case scenario, if we brought you 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. And what we found out is by having the phone calls coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there calling you for the services you offer that are in need of, there's going to be a very likely chance that you land that job from that consumer that gives you that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search for you. And you were also telling me that you were using a lady that said that she was doing this for you, but you said that calls have decreased since.
Yeah, my calls is just got down to really maybe one or two a week from Google. And I don't mind telling you, I'm paying her something like $2,500 a month. I can't see why I'm getting enough of calls to compensate that. I've been after her, and she was supposed to look it over and move me around or did something, and I just got to try and get in touch with her again. So, you know, I've got to do something. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of customers. If it wasn't for the customers and by recommendations, I wouldn't have anything to do.
Of course.
And
of course.
I've talked to other free men that I guess they're doing different advertising, and they're loaded with tree work.
Mm-hmm.
And I am really, really just satisfied with what I got going on.
Tom, you're paying $2,500 a month. That's what we charge for a year, a full entire year of service. That's what we charge over here. So I don't know what that lady is doing for you. I mean, I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot where you're saying she's not doing anything for you, because I'm not sure. But the general consensus is when I'm doing a search on your company, I'm not finding you online. And that is a concern.
You know, I'm having other people to tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Well, success on the internet is all about working with the right company, Tom. We've been in business for 17 years. Okay, now, actually, if you typed in local SEO services into the search bar, what we charge, what we offer, out of the whole nation, we come up number one under the map. Okay, and that's in our local area, and that's out of the millions of people that are searching that one service in the nation. Okay, so that means we are reputable. But what we're offering you is a solution to you getting phone calls. That way, you're seeing a large return on investment. This is supposed to offset the cost of the program and make it very profitable for you. Now, what we also are going to be giving you is targeted marketing. So we know the home base for you is in the Marietta area, of course, of the 30060 zip code. But when the
Cobb County, you just say Cobb County area.
Okay, in the Cobb County area. But do you service the whole Cobb County area, or how far do you typically like to service your clients, or does it really just depend on the job?
I service all of Cobb County. And a lot in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
I got
so
a lot
if you're
of customers in Atlanta.
Absolutely. So, well, I mean, if you wanted to be found in all of those areas, it would be a little bit more than $199. What I quoted you was the Marietta area. So, if you're trying to service the whole Cobb County area, I'd be able to do that for you, but I would have to add a package that would increase. Well, that would increase your presence by giving you Google ads. This would give you Facebook ads. Now, the Facebook ads is what it's going to do is get you found in it will get you found in any city, town, or zip code that you would like to provide your services in up to a 50-mile radius. Okay, and then also we allow you to hand select areas because overall you may know the areas in Cobb County that you like to work in that may be a bit more profitable for you, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. Okay. And then what we're also going to offer is, well, we don't just throw you on the front page of Google and say good luck to you, of course. So what we do is we provide you with a tracking and reporting system. Tom, it's very easy, very easy to use, but you get a username and a password where you could log into it, and you can see everything that we're doing for you. You can see the total amount of phone calls that bring directly towards your company. You can see zip codes of where those calls are coming to you from. If a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about that review when it goes live, but it also gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. In addition to that, what we're also going to be helping you track is the amount of clicks that you're getting, the impressions that you're getting towards your company. You're going to be able to track all of the analytics that come included within the package, the visits that you get to your website, and all of the other good features that come along with it. So, but again, you know, that's why we offer the services on a 2-month verbal agreement. We don't literally, we don't lock you into any kind of contract or anything like that, because we want to let you evaluate the services to see that you give it a fair shot to see how well it does work for you. Now, let me go over the pricing with you with the Facebook ads. Now, I did quote you originally for just the one area. I was able to get you in at $199, but if you want to do the whole Cobb County area, Tom, I'd be able to get you in at $299 flat. Okay, that would be out the door. There wouldn't be any other hidden fees on top of that either, or surcharges, and it would be locked in at that discount rate. It would never go up on you.
Okay, now what if I drop what I've got with her?
What do you mean? What do you mean if you drop that?
Well, if I drop her, I drop Google, don't I?
No, not at all, because we're a premier Google Channel partner. We work directly with them. So we're going to be placing you on the search engines of Google. So you're not going to be losing out on anything if you cancel utilizing her services, because we're going to be placing you on the front page of Google.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much is that a month?
It would be $299 flat to get you everything inside of our Platinum package, because that gives you all the tools that Google looks for in order to help rank you as a higher as an individual company, and that moves you up on the map listing. But $299 flat.
$299 flat, and that's okay. See, I live in Douglasville.
Okay.
And I do quite a bit of work in Douglasville, I guess due to the fact that I live there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to allow you to do is hand select the cities, towns, or zip codes that you want to provide your services in, whether it be Douglasville, the Cobb County area, Atlanta. We allow you to hand select the areas that you want to work in, but we start you off with a 50-mile radius. That way we get you relevant in the outside and surrounding areas, and then once we get you relevant and your phone ringing in those areas, we can kind of spider web you out and get you found further as soon, obviously, once we get you relevant in all those areas within that 50-mile radius. Does that kind of make sense?
Well, I know there one time, yesterday, I had a call that was plumb out of town.
Mm-hmm. And
And I asked the lady, she told me where she lived at, and I said, well, I don't go that far.
Uh-huh.
I said, you need to Google nearby tree service to where you're at, and you'll get someone closer to you. She said, well, that's what I did, and you showed up.
Weird. That's odd, and yeah, she's outside of your local area. Yeah, man. That's why we place you to start off with a 50-mile radius. With gas prices being so high nowadays, Tom, we want to get you relevant. That way you're killing driving time, but you're also getting jobs in your local and surrounding areas. That way you can save time and gas and resources, of course. So, but we all, but if you, but a lot of people, they still like to drive and be found further out. So, like I said, once we get you relevant in the 50-mile radius, get your phone ringing in those areas. And we're also going to place you in areas where searches are being conducted from as well. We're going to make those recommendations to you first before placing you in those areas to make sure that you want to be found there. But we have recommendations for you where searches are being conducted from as well, and we go over those with you.
Well, I tell you, sir, I'm interested in trying it. I mean.
Okay, well.
I talked to some three men, you know, that I know real well that's in business, and they got more work than they can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's,
I don't know what happened to my end of it.
Well, we can help you get competing with that, get the ball rolling again, and you know, that way you're seeing a large return on investment. That way you're always staying busy. Okay, but it's definitely going to be something. We can definitely help you with that, Tom. I can definitely tell you that. We've been in business for 17 years because we are results-driven. You're going to be very happy with the services. You're going to love it. But what I would have to do here, in order to make sure that we're representing you properly on the front page, I would have to just verify some information in regard to your business to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 404 area code 557-4032, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes, sir. That would be the very best number.
Okay. All righty. And then also, we do have
I've got another number, but it's transferred to this number. My old number, my 470-422-4317. I've had that number since 1960.
Wow. Okay.
But
it's
transferred to my phone. You know, if some of my old customers call that number, they still get me.
Wonderful. Okay. All righty. So if that's the best number to use, then that's the number that we're going to use for you. It sounds like you have another number that is routed to that number, so that's going to come to you regardless. Okay?
Yes.
And then, okay, perfect. And then also, we do have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in Douglasville. That's what's going to get you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. It does not show the exact location, but we do need a physical address to send that postcard. It's a postcard-sized envelope that comes directly from Google. What would be the best physical address to send that over to?
Well, I don't use my home address. I use a post office box number.
Mm-hmm. And let me, Google, they don't recognize P.O. boxes only because somebody else bought that P.O. box in location, and they own that whole location where those P.O. boxes are. So they can't verify you as a legitimate business in that area, even if you accept mail there. But if you do have a home address or a physical address where you can accept mail at, that address is never shown online. It's always going to be hidden. We don't want folks knocking on your door for services.
I can give you that address.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
It's 3715 Riley Road, Douglasville.
Okay.
That zip code is 30134.
30134.
And that Riley Road.
34. Riley Road is what?
And it's spelled R-I-L-E-Y.
R-I-L-E-Y. R-I-L. All right. Perfect. All right. There. Okay. Perfect. 30134. Okay. Perfect. All righty. And then Tom, your last name, I'm just going off the business name, but your last name, it is Smith, right?
Yes, sir. Tom Smith.
Perfect. And then what's
really
the best
Tom
email?
Smith.
Thomas. Okay, we'll still call you Tom, but for the account purposes, we'll to make it more professional, we'll put Thomas. And that's T-H-O-M-A-S, right?
Yes, Thomas A. Smith.
Gotcha. E as in Edward?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm just making sure I had that right. And then, Tom, the what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
The best email address?
Yes, sir.
Hang on, let me make sure I give you the right one. Hold on there just a sec.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a F, S-M-I-T-H-S, tree, S-R-E-E. And then it's SBC20@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Smith, like Smith, S-M-I-T-H-S, and then Tree, T-R-E-E-S, VC20@gmail.com.
Yeah, Smith, that's tree. The S goes with a VC.
Okay, so Smith's Tree, Smith's Tree, S VC20?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Okay,
gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Tom. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like them seen? Is it 24 hours, or do you have certain hours that you would like them to call you on?
No, I got 24-hour service.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, and then I do also have to ask this with tree services and plumbers, but in case like a tree falls on a car in the middle of the night, do you do emergency services as well?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, perfect. All righty. And then also, and when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, credit cards, or?
Yes, sir, I can.
All forms. All righty. And then one more time?
Cash, check, or credit card.
Perfect. All righty. Thank you. And then did you have any other forms of media out there for your business, Tom? Like, did you have a Facebook, an Instagram, any kind of social media?
No, sir, I don't. Not.
Okay. Okay. All righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Text message, I'd probably get it quicker.
Okay. Well, we'll send you a text message if we need to get a hold of you. Absolutely. And then what I'll do is I'm sending you over an email right now. That way you have it for your records. It's two forms of contact. Now you're going to have client support's number. It's located at the very top of the email. It says CS by it for client support. Okay. And then my number, you'll notice it's at the very bottom of the email. Okay, with my extension, that way each and every time you try to call one of these numbers, you can reach a live client agent. That way if it's something that needs to be changed or adjusted or it's a question that you have, we can address that right away for you.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent the send button right now, and it shows me that email did send over to you successfully. Now,
I'm not in my office, so I'm not going to do that right now.
Okay, what I'm going to do for you right now in the meantime, so you do have it, so you can see it, is send you over a text message giving you it's going to say, hi, this is Tyler, let's get your business at the top of Google today, and it's going to give you my contact information. Okay, that way you have it in the form of a text message as well.
All right. That sounds good.
Perfect, and let me make sure that that's sent over to you successfully. Give me two more seconds. Successfully sent. Okay, perfect. Now, so you should be receiving that text message here if you haven't already. And then The last thing that we would need to do, Tom, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the $299 discounted rate. In order to secure the payment today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
Yeah, a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with... Go ahead.
It's a Smith's Tree Service card. It's Smith's Tree Service, Thomas Smith.
Gotcha. So there's...
It's my business account.
Okay, is there any middle initial on the card, or does it just say Thomas Smith and the business name?
It just says Thomas Smith. It says Smith's Tree Service, Thomas Smith.
Perfect. Okay, all righty. And then, Tom, the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 5348-69-00-0446-7062. Expiration date is 9/26. The security code is 743. And
okay,
the zip code is 30061.
30061. And is that still in Douglasville? Or what's the billing address for the card itself?
That's the post office address.
Oh, that's the P.O. box?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can accept mail at the 3715 Riley Road address, right?
Yes, sir, I sure can.
Okay, all right, give me a sec here. And then we use what we call a VeriSign. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
We use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Tom. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits, but before I do code out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a MasterCard starting with a 5348-69-00-0446-7062. And then I have September of 26 and 743.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, all right. Now, the card is coded out, but what I'm doing right now is I'm going to be putting together your package, but I'm also going to go over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. Now, Tom, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, but it's pretty self-explanatory, okay? But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Mass Tree Service.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas E. Smith, owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, sir, nobody else. Me on everything.
All righty, I like that. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But, Tom, would you agree to be responsible to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be April 26, 2022. It's going to be ran in a very discounted amount of just $299. This would be a reoccurring payment. When your term is completed, your agreement, when the second term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month, but on the same day of the 26th, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up on you. Now, Tom, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, I would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are going to be running the 299. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that that came out of your account. So just give me a couple moments here while I wait for that confirmation to come back to me. All right. And you said the zip code over there was for the card was the 30061, you said?
Yeah. 30061.
Gotcha. All right. Give me a sec here. And what is the P.O. Box number?
It's P.O. Box 1405, Marietta, Georgia.
Okay. All right. Zero, zero, six, one. Boom. All righty. Update that. All right. And then as soon as that does go through, like I said, I will let you know. They're running it right now as we speak, and I'm also going to set you up for your client interview as well. The client interview, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and we're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, I can I'm looking at their calendar right now, and it doesn't look like I don't have another available listing today, but I can get you in tomorrow. We are very busy today. Okay. We're booked out, but I can get you in tomorrow. Let me know if this time works for you. Right now, I believe it's around, or what time is it exactly? I don't want to guess.
It's about 1:32.
Okay, so you're 3 hours ahead of us. So I can get you in tomorrow. How does 11 a.m. sound?
That'd be good.
Okay, and we do ask that you block off an hour window for that call. We just don't like to rush through anything, but that's where we do cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to gathering the rest of the information that we need in order to represent you properly on the front page. Okay, so okay. Give me a moment here while I get you programmed into their calendar and saved. And I'm also going to be sending you over this calendar invite to your email as well. That's very important. That way you know that it's going to be coming to you tomorrow. And then they're also going to be calling you on the number that we're speaking on, okay, the 404-557-4032, to clarify that.
All right.
All right. And then 2 more seconds while I get that sent over to you. And are you able to pull up your text messages while I have you on the line?
It regularly to what?
Are you able to pull up your text messages while I have you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. Hold on.
You should have got, yeah, you should have got it. You should have had a text message that says, a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, sir, I got it.
Okay, so go ahead and do that for me and let me know when you click on it.
Okay.
Okay, now, did it take you to a page that says Terms of Experience, Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top?
No, it sure didn't take me to anything.
At the very bottom, does it tell you to sign?
No, wait a minute. It's just giving me a phone number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, yeah, that's our phone number to the office. But you also have that, you have my direct phone number in your text messages and in your emails. But they like to have this done before the email. So basically there's a link inside of your email. It's an invoice. It says, when you go into it, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You're not able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line, right?
Yeah,
or can you?
I'm trying now. It says, what'd you say? It said, please click here.
Yeah, yeah, inside of the invoice, it says, please, about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Hey, hang on. You're acting right here with me. Might be where I'm at. I don't know. I'm trying.
No, I understand. I'm patient.
Okay, I clicked it then.
Okay, perfect. Now, did that take you to a page that said Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, scroll all the way down on that page for me. That all that page is showing you the services that are included within the package. That way you have it for your records. But at the very bottom, you see, go to the very bottom of that page for me, and you see where it says cancellation and refunds?
I'm headed that way now.
All righty.
Yeah, cancellations and refunds.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, now right below that, you see that little box that says, please, well, it's asking you to check it. It says, I certify that I'm an authorized card holder and all the information is true and accurate. You would check that little box right there that's underneath cancellation and refunds, and you would also, you would sign your name at the very bottom where the DocuSign signature is. Now, once you do that, let me know when you confirm it, because once you confirm your signature after you type it in the box, it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password.
I don't see a place to sign, though.
At the very bottom, it doesn't give you a signature box?
It gives me a little box, but when I hit it, it doesn't give me nothing to sign.
Well, actually, click in the box, and then you're going to have to type it in with the keyboard on your phone.
When I hit it, it's just giving me a calendar. I see the little box, like the little text box. Or is that what you're speaking of?
No, the check box is something that you do need to check. Just the one that says, I certify that I'm the authorized card holder. But at the very bottom, let me go into it with you so I can kind of, I was walking you through it, but give me 1 second here. That way I can look at the page with you. All right. Okay, so at that page where it said, at the very bottom where it says cancellation and refunds, it's that there's a little box. It says, I certify that I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. So you would check that box, and then right below that, does it say signature?
No, it doesn't say signature. It's just, I don't see a place for a signature.
Did you scroll all the way down to the very bottom?
Yes, sir, I did.
Hmm.
All the way, and I don't see a place for what it says for signature.
Hmm. It usually walks you through steps by doing it by, maybe try doing it through your text messages again.
It's just not giving me no place to sign.
One second. Okay, so my supervisor, I just messaged him right now. He told me that's okay. They can take care of it tomorrow on their end when you do the client interview. Okay, then also that way we can get you on your way. That way you can kind of get back with your guys out on the job. But I do want to let you know that call is coming to you tomorrow for sure from one of my technicians. They're going to be going over the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly. And remember, that call will be coming to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Okay?
Okay, I certainly will.
Absolutely. And then, Tom, I do always ask my clients, just make sure that you get you answer the phone call tomorrow. It's very important. That way we can get the rest of this ball rolling for you. But before we disconnect on my end, or our end, excuse me, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, sir. I believe it'll be fine for now.
All right. Well, we appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to let us earn your business, Tom. Like I said, success on the internet is all about working with the right company. You made the right decision going with Local Splash. We appreciate your business. And just wait for that call tomorrow. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. All righty?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You have a good rest of your day.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah.